Good afternoon, everybody. It's a wonderful day for me to wake and bake. I got up this morning and I'm like, man, what am I going to do? Who am I going to hang out with today? And then I picked up the phone and I called my boy T-Lonel. I was like, yo, come on down, bro. Let's fucking get all faded, hang out, talk about a couple things. What's up, my man?
Note to self, do not leave the, what is it called, like a damper? Or what is this thing called? The cover of the, when you take a dab. What is this device called?
The dampener, right? Yeah, yeah, the capper,
The capper, man. Exactly. Don't leave that thing on top.
No.
And then go try to touch it again.
No.
After a long time.
No, no.
Because metal happens to conduct heat.
Oh no! You touched it. You got all hot from
ahead.
It.
I went ahead. That's why.
You got to be careful.
I was like, go ahead, slide in that kitchen.
Oh shit!
Slide in that kitchen.
Oh shit!
Give me some of that good old Bounty.
You know what you got to do is you got to with those. You got to be careful. You got to take the oil, and then make sure you hold your finger in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? So you don't burn your fucking hand. You can get roughed up, especially with metal dabbers.
Hey, won't somebody make me one with a silicone middle?
That is a tight thing. You should put like a little. That is great, right? A little.
Of course, just a little sleeve.
That'd be tight as hell.
I mean, that's the way to go. Someone just needs to vent a little tiny sleeve. Ow! I burnt myself again.
Man.
Yeah, this is just going down right now.
What's going down? A lot of things going down today.
Ooh, what's the good word?
The good word is the herb.
You always happen to have a bucket of herb. And let me tell you about herb. I don't really have. I only get herb. People give me herb and things like that. And I really don't go out. Buy weed or really too much or anything like that. And what it is the weed that got me really the highest that any else's weed's got me in a long time is when you gave me, I was like, yo, man, can I get, you know, can I get a little nug for the, you know, he's just like, you just handful me out.
Yeah.
Well, that lasted me until like just the other day.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I'm just saying, dude, it was so good. Like, most, you know.
I gotta have the good nuggets, and especially during cannabis cup time. You got to be able to have the really, really good shit coming around. So they'll, now it's a, you know, you get towards the warmer weather, more nuggets, people coming out, a little more friendlier, a little more happier, a nice weather's coming.
I mean, is this a weed season right now? Or
I would say it's just a festival season of weed.
It just always is now. Is that how it works?
And I think especially with the recreational state, now that we're all wreck and all these tourists are coming, it's fucking nuts. And you know what's funny? Actually, something I read recently, which is pretty wild. MedMen, right? The guys that are in West Hollywood that have the recreational dispensary. I read this article that they tried to spend millions of dollars to advertise in regular media, and nobody wants to take these motherfuckers' money. And now they spent like $2 million advertising like in the back of vans and this and stuff that really for the most part isn't as effective as they'd like to be, because nobody wants to like advertise for a cannabis business. But you know, we'll fucking do that here for sure.
Oh yeah, man. There's many avenues we can do over here.
Many avenues.
I mean it's a matter of time. I didn't come up with it. My homie Lofty, back in the day, he opened up one of the very first dispensaries in Orange County, and we were trying to buy ads in OC Weekly. And OC Weekly was like, the dude's super cool, and they were like, man, they really want to, but they can't do it. So we was like, all right, my boy's like a beast, right? His name's Lofty, he's a goblin.
Shout out to the goblin.
Yeah, dude, he's a monster. So anyway, so Lofty, he was like, all right, fuck it. And he came up with his own magazine that was much better, and it was called OC Weedly. It should be Ellie Weedley, O.C. Weedley.
Is it still out?
No. No one has it.
He just came up with the idea.
He came up with it. No, he did it. He came up and did it. Yeah, he but then, you know, he does some. He's an inventor, so he does so many things. He left that weed store, you know what I mean? So when they were trying to shut down the, like, you know, all the weed stores in Orange County, he's coughing because there's so much ionic pressure in this fucking studio. This
dude. It's not from the ion.
Woo! They try to shut down the shit down in Orange County. My teeth are like fucking zinging, dude. Like I'm touching a battery. So just know it's fucking alkalinic over here. So
I love
what
it.
What happened was they were trying to shut down shit down in Orange County. They were like, nah, nigga, Starfighter. He's down in Lake Forest. There's Leisure World in Lake Forest. Leisure World is where a bunch of old people live, right?
Leisure World.
Leisure World. It's lavish.
Is this a tag name, or is this actually a place called Leisure World?
No, it's actually a place called Leisure World where everyone drives golf carts and they're over a certain age and they get to live a lavish life and they just play golf and they do the shuffle dance and they do all the shit and have a good time.
Dance.
You know what I mean? They have a good time. Eat good food.
You're talking about the Hollywood shuffle?
They're not elderly people Twitter. Like, they're not able. You know what I mean? They're just like, yo, we don't want to be around no fucking kids no more. Your grandkids can't probably come stay more than one day kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they can't go
in certain, like, it's a good place.
Sure. For sure.
And so what he did is he dressed up. He's super good looking dude. And he put on a Burberry suit, super crispy, lavish, and he's well spoken. And so he goes on a nude, and they're used to all the bro, you know, dude, we're trying to fucking, you know, have our weed, man. We gotta give the medicine to the people, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those guys.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just feeding the fuel in Orange County.
Uh-huh.
So then he gets on there super well, good looking, all shaved and lovely. You know, he's the real, true, tall, dark, and handsome, on point. He just breaks it down to him. And what he did is he went and he rented a bunch of, the 16 passenger vans.
Okay, yeah, sure.
He got a bunch of those and went to Leisure World. He got all these elderly people. So he came back with vans upon vans upon vans upon vans. I'm not exaggerating. And then also elderly people, right? Coming there this is not fair. This is the only safe place we can get our medicine. This is the one we need to go to.
So
so gangster.
That
dude.
Is so wild. And all the old people are hanging out, fucking smoking and getting all crazy.
Bro, loving life. You know, they're talking to the news, talking about the real thing. Like, I have arthritis or I have, cancer or whatever the fuck it is.
Nice.
Then he had a couple dudes that are X-game dudes, and one of the guys lost his leg.
I'd love to be hanging around a bunch of these old beasts rolling around playing cards, fucking lining up joints and smogging it out. How fucking
dude,
great.
Think about
shout
how
out,
cool is that?
Shout out to the OC.
Hey, Leisure World.
Weedlies.
Fuck you, Will,
the OC Weedlies of the world. And speaking about that, we got to bring out some shout out to Connoisseur Concentrates, where we pulled out some of the most fabulous oil that Tilo smoked into this morning. Little badass OG. You know what that's like? It's real good.
Man. I feel like I'm high on ionic pressure. I swear to God, I can't. It's the ionic shit right here. Ionic bionic.
Ionic bionic.
Yeah, man.
No, we gotta make sure that we don't get the rest of the building high. You know what I mean? We don't get motherfuckers complaining. We get in trouble all the time. So we gotta be more conscious.
I'm in trouble right now. See, I'm a dickhead. I'm a work in progress. We are a work in progress. We gotta shoot it downwards.
We are working in progress.
Because now we've sealed the ship. The ship has been sealed.
The ship is sealed.
The ship has been sealed.
Ship
but the
is
problem
sealed.
With the ship being sealed is... We got ionic compression.
We were talking about environmental safety to us.
Hold on. I'm going to come over here. I'm going to read this motherfucking label on this shit. Watch this.
Hold up. While he checks out for ionic warnings. I love it. What are you guys smoking on today?
Oh!
Almost had a glass down. Yeah, I think it's because it's wrapped in these wires right here.
Yeah, a lot of wrap.
We gotta untangle. We gotta untangle shit.
I'm gonna just have to read it from here. It says, do not operate the ozone with cover open, looking at the ultraviolet light bulb can cause serious eye damage. Exposure to excess amounts of ozone can cause eye, throat, nose, and lung irritation. If you experience any of these symptoms, leave the room immediately and expel the air. The room, we need to expel the air. Okay? We need to expel the air.
Pull that fucking shit back over here.
Woo!
You had that one over there. Tilo's all fucked up. Tilo's all fucked up today.
You're fucking ionic.
He got dabbed on it.
Ionic.
That's some funny thing. What are you guys smoking on today? You got some oil, you got some wax. Smoking in the vape pen. My boy Tilo likes the filter.
You know what? That's why I need the Exus Go. I should have brought it. The Exus Go.
The
got vape.
You know what? I actually have. You want to try something I got from a boy?
Yeah, of course I do. You think I don't want to try something? I mean, you lost your fucking noodle. Come on, bro. Is it hot again? No, we're okay. I'm touching in the middle. Ladies and gentlemen, it's touching in the middle. So look, man, this man's off on the sides. He's coming back with some spaceship shit.
It's called the Smock Alien.
Is it really? Is there any instructions that come with it?
I think you just, like, grab the thing, like, fucking, that's it.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Boom, shakalaka. Then they just take it down with Chinatown. Do you get anything or not?
No.
I don't know if it's loaded.
This fucking guy. Listen, he came out here like, hey, my boy's shit. My boy's shit, Lord. It's like, shit. You know, it's so terrible because the way it feels,
there's a way,
it looks so cold-blooded that I know that we're just donkeys right now. And I'm going to tell you a story about how what it is about.
I think you just put the oil right in there. See, it like moves, so you can put some shit in it. Put some shit there. See what happens. You know what I'm saying? Put a little dabber thing in it. Right?
All right, man.
Let's try it. We're going to do this today.
I'm going to tell you a story. I was over at McLaren trying the F those the 570 that they have over there.
Yeah, what do you want to listen to? What were you gonna jam to?
Well, we might as well listen to listen to some good cruising songs. Oh, Hotel California. I'm feeling that this morning, you know what I mean? Feeling that goodness right now.
That's a good one.
You know what I mean? That's what we need. We need some of that good love.
That's a good one. Shout out to Eagles.
I don't know if you're supposed to put this down there, man.
Just drop it in.
I'm going to drop it
in. Drop it like it's hot.
Well, I am going to drop it when it's hot. As soon as it's hot, let me get it.
Up. You're even doing that style. Look at you. You're getting all scientific. It's like fucking lighting the dab tool, letting shit drip into this crazy contraption that I just brought him.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Right when it turns, the music too, the flame blew out. I mean, I'm unconsciously rockstar at all point in time.
Sometimes you got to be unconsciously rockstar all the time.
Sometimes.
You hit that. Hit unconsciously. That shit. I'm going to hit the flower.
Hey, that's nice. That's real nice. Yeah.
You like that shit?
What's the good word?
Good word. Is there
the Mayhem and Token? Where is the token? The token is out. Being the black guy right now.
Tell everybody. Actually, Tilo's got a show on the station.
Beck and Mayhem.
And Mayhem and Token.
We got two. And it's going to be growing, too. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at the fucking Howard Stern of the Purple Haze fucking radio system.
You know it. You know that.
I'm your fucking guy.
Oh, yeah.
In-house motherfucking. And what you need is Clear Channel. And that's what fucking this motherfucker Andrew is. He is a go-getter doer.
You know it.
Hey, this hits real strong.
It's not bad, right?
Did you try it?
You just drop it in. You like how it's got like that thing from the top? It's just like...
It's cocky. It's real nice. I mean, it makes me want to go golfing. You golf?
You know, I've dabbled in a little bit in the golfing.
Oh, no, this is what we do. See, I golf. I love golfing, but I'm not a golfer. Like, I've always golfed a lot all my life.
I don't keep score. Nah.
I go and I get super high. And I have to have golf. Unless you're going to, like, Whitsitt, which is the secret jewel of Los Angeles.
People get pissed at people like us that just get kind of baked and don't care about the points. Because they're like, they're these serious motherfuckers.
Yeah, but we don't even care. Yeah, no, it don't even matter because...
They're all mad in the car. Because
at the end of the day, yeah, they are. Because we're like, man, play around. Play around. Go around. I don't care. Go around. You know what I mean? But on top of that, like, I'm actually I'm a pretty good golfer, actually.
Really?
And if it gets to a point where, yeah. What happened was, the way I started doing the golfing was, is my friend in Ohio, Springfield, Ohio... I lived in It's tonic pressure. But aside from that, when I grew up in Ohio, one of my friends, Greg Mancy, Dr. Mancy, his dad actually is my pediatrician when I was a baby. He was kind of like a little bit kooky. He had like, he was the kind of doctor that had like a Geo Metro.
Uh-huh.
And he had like, you couldn't even get into his Geo Metro because he would go to the paper machines and go and get like all the fucking coupons. Like you go through, he's known like going through all the cities. So he would have his Geo Metro like stuff with all the coupons, right? Uh-huh. And he would do weird shit. Like one time he came home and it was like, I'm talking about cases. I'm on cases and cases and cases of Bo Jackson sweatshirts that were purple and they were all size like small. So it's like, because he probably had a good deal on them. He's like a hoarder, OG hoarder. But they belong.
Does he even wear a small?
No. He just bought them because, I mean, who?
He just bought it to buy it.
Yeah,
so
it was crazy.
Just a fucking habit.
So what happened was, their family, they belonged to the country club, but they were super dysfunctional. So I wanted to, but this country club was a country club where it was like no blacks, no Jews, no nothing. It was like that kind, right?
Okay.
And it was built by Jack Nicklaus, the golfer.
Sure.
And so it was a badass course. So they had to spend a certain amount of money a month in there for all their, like, you know, you got to spend so much in the pro shop, so much in the...
Sure,
like,
sure.
So I went there. I belonged there as a member, as a kid. When I lived in the hood, and my mom was an overweight white woman that dated all the black guys, and I actually went to the white school because I was part black, but I didn't look black. So they're like, yeah, he's just Negro enough. You know what I mean? To fill our Reagan quota.
Oh, shit.
So straight shit like
reverse,
that.
Reverse. Right,
so it's
there.
Like I'm there in the country club,
we need
and
to,
I'm living
we
it. So instead of being Tim Murray, I was Tim Mancy. So I was Tim Mancy. So I was like, dude, so I'm Tim Mancy. And I learned to play golf. So I had like, I got to sick. I was like, I played golf on the sickest course, like almost every day.
Wow.
I was a monster. And so no, still to this day, I'll go play. I'm like, I love playing golf.
Oh, that's great.
It's all good shit. But I say, I don't go crazy. I don't give a fuck about my score. Because you know why?
Sure.
I can't put an emotion in it.
No.
If I hit something in the bush, I'm like, that shit's so funny, dude. Like, oh my God, you hit that dude in the bush. You know what I mean? We can't be like, oh my God, two strokes down last week. And plus, I'm not really into going to these places that want to charge me $200 for a round of golf. That's not my spot.
Yeah, and there's like places that are what, like 400 even, 500?
No, check it out, dude. You want to do some real shit? I have a homie, Diego, you fucking crazy banana importing motherfucker. He's a banana exporter importer. His family does Chiquita and that shit for years.
What a pimp.
He's badass.
He's got the banana market down.
He's a monster. He's a monster, dude. So he's like big Japan guy.
Okay.
And so over in Japan, when that Hiroshima shit went down, not Hiroshima, but fucking the Hiroshima, that's a whole other fucking thing. But when they had that nuclear leak not too long ago, remember that nuclear leak they had? Dude came about 10 miles. Yeah, whatever, yeah. So he came to L.A. and he was sick, dude. So he just stayed at the Redbury, and we just got super plastered and fucked up for like 3 days, and we went hard in the paint. And like we ordered frog wall, everything. We went crazy, dude, because he was like, dude, I'm losing so much money. So he was like, I don't even give a shit, because he thought all his bananas and everything, that's the one thing that they don't insure is radiation. It's the only thing they insured.
No.
So he had like, I'm talking about containers,
no,
containers.
So no,
like millions
no.
and millions and millions of dollars. So he gets there.
No.
And so he's sick. He's so depressed, right?
Oh,
and he hooked up with one of his homegirls. It's like when he's like, he's kind of like.
He figured no matter what, I'm hooked up. I got the insurance. I'm all fucking good. No matter what. And then all of a sudden he's like, they pull the radiation fucking Fukushima fucking testing. How the fuck did they even, who the fuck tests? For radiation anyway,
listen, a lot of people got sick after that also. So what happened was,
man.
So he was sick, he came to LA and he was like, fuck it, you know what, let's just go fucking party and rage, because, and that's how he's going to deal with it, right? And we had the best time. We fucking went hard. So then he gets a call after
went banana hard.
Check it out, after 2 days he gets a call, they tested his bananas, now the island is empty, they have no, all their food and everything is fucking contaminated. His bananas were going to be like saved, which is an even number of a dollar. Now they're all worth fucking $10, $15, the same amount, because they're uncontaminated and there's a food shortage on the island.
What?
So he came here to be depressed,
what?
And he came up and just fucking made mad bread.
Oh my God. So you're telling me first he figured out how to fix the banana problem?
Yep,
when nobody else did?
Well, because for some reason his containers were just far enough off the coast. Or whatever, that they weren't contaminated. But they were just close enough to beat everybody else there.
No shit.
Nobody else could be there quicker. You know, his ships were at port, like, on, like, basically about to dock when this shit happened.
Wow.
So they were sitting there waiting for their clearance. So the inspectors had to go onto the boat and be like, yo, this shit is good right here.
Oh, man.
Is that good right here?
Damn.
So, yeah, Diego, you're a crazy fucker.
Shout out
but
to
you, boy. What I was telling you the story about Diego is this, because Diego loves golf. Like, loves golf.
And I can pay insane money.
He goes crazy places. Is that what it is? He got sick golf clubs. He fucks with these Japanese people. He goes all the time. The Japanese people are the number one people when it comes to golf. They are not playing.
And they throw down the coin or what?
When it comes to throwing down the coin.
When it comes
Scotland
out
of
throwing
down the coin. Scotland is the father of all.
Now we're talking about like full on like pimping like the best clubs and this and everything. Are they just fanatic?
No, listen to me, dude. No, these clubs
game?
Are not a game. Even their putters, everything, they're like made like precision, like almost like samurai swords. Some of these clubs. And some of these clubs go for tens of thousands of dollars.
Damn.
And then aside
and
from
does
that.
And does it make you that good?
It is if you're that good.
Okay.
It makes you that much better.
That much better.
It's like being a chef. I don't give a fuck how good, like, you know, chef boy, I don't give a how good knife is. Yes, you'll be able to fucking cut better. But at the end of the day, like, what a really good chef with a really good knife can do and the beautiful creations he can do culinary-wise, it's out of this world.
Okay.
So it's that kind of shit.
Sure.
So what it is, he plays golf courses over there in Japan that are $20,000, $30,000,
$40,000
a round.
What?
A round.
What? A round. That's ridiculous.
Do you understand that? Like, listen to me. And they're sold out, and you have to be invited, and it's private.
Wow.
I'm talking about, it's for fucking, like, it's like next level shit.
That's outlandish.
The experience of, like, the most, I mean, it's a real golfer's experience.
Unbelievable.
Man, you can look it up, man. It's all over the fucking place. Man, you guys got to check
Damn.
That out. That's when your bread's stupendous.
Beyond stupendous.
Or you know somebody really close. Or you're a fucking caddy at this spot.
Caddy's a lucky motherfucker on that course, right?
I mean, understatement. Understatement. I mean, you never know, though. Maybe the Japanese people, like, spit on them and say, fuck you, you don't get nothing. You know what I mean? You're beneath me, bitch. You know what I mean? Carry my clubs, bitch. You know what I mean? It could be like that. You never know.
Or they're getting mad tips.
So you got tipsy? They trying to get tipsy? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Is the Japanese culture filled with tipping? They're pretty awesome people. Probably some of my favorite people, actually, on the planet. As you can see, I don't want to pull up and stretch my Burberry sweater, but that's a shameless destroying me. That's a shameless plug, because I'm trying to get these motherfuckers to send us some free shit somehow. But I got that done in Japan. Tommy Lee and I. We got these done. The bamboo tap.
So he got a tattoo the same time you guys did?
Yeah, we did. We got blindfolded.
And it was the same tattoo both?
No. But this is my daughter's name, Unity.
Okay, so but he did something with the same lettering but something else?
No, he didn't do nothing with lettering. He got koi fish.
A koi fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got something totally different.
Wow.
That's more traditional. I didn't know what the hell
did
I was doing.
Did he do a koi fish on his arm?
No, it was belly.
Ah, wild.
It was belly. No, it was Omsan, I believe.
He has like how many tattoos?
I can't remember,
how many
man.
Tattoos would
I
you say
a lot of weed.
How many tattoos would you say he has all over himself?
Oh, I would say he has about a Googleplex. About a Googleplex, you know what I mean? Like if you guys know what a Googleplex is. You know what a Googleplex is? You're a Jew.
I heard it.
Come on, man. You're
remember.
A super Jew. You know what it is. I know.
I don't even know.
This is how much money Andrew has. A Googleplex. If you counted every blade of grass in the world, it wouldn't equal a Googleplex. It's a number with 100 zeros.
Yes, he has a lot of tattoos then.
Yeah, that's 100. It's a number with 100 zeros.
So when you were hanging out with him, was it the earlier phase of the tattoos though, or now?
No, I mean, he's Tommy fucking Lee, man.
So he was.
I was there when, like, you know, he's already Tommy Lee. He's a Tommy Lee from the get-go. God bless his heart. He's the real deal. I'm just going to say that. You know what I mean? We'll have a whole other episode. We'll just focus around Tommy Tales. You know what I mean? We'll do something like that. What's our boy Perkins? Perkins is going to be over here, man, recording.
Yep. Shout out. He'll be coming soon. I know he wants to squeeze in a little Perkins Palace.
Man, I forgot my motherfucking my thing, man. Next time, remind me, man. Be that on point. You know, Andrew's like a human trapper keeper. This dude is one of those dudes that's always like, fuck, got shit organized, dialed in. You know what I mean? Just let me know. Dude, I need to bring that stand. That way, because he's trying to fuck up my shit. Because see, the man of a token show, I be standing. So sometimes, you know what I mean? I just be standing. That's how I be doing this. He's like, maybe my voice is better, too.
He just likes to get all kinds of crazy.
And it's like, what's the good word? See, now I can just stand right here and be like, oh, yeah, this is much better. Like, what's the good word? Now we're doing a radio show. All right. So now we're talking.
You just got to untangle the mangle.
We're going to tangle. We're going to mangle. Here, I'm going to let you do that. Okay. Let me take a hit. Ooh, that's that sexy right now.
Tila's gonna load up a little oil.
You know what we need to do? We need to play that top off the Maybach.
It's called Top of the Maybach?
Yeah, Top off the Maybach.
Top off.
There we go.
The Maybach.
That one right there. Crank that up a little bit, dog. Well, I take this shit.
Still a little cranky.
We the Andrews, Mayhem and Token. Dash Radio. I see the Purple Haze Radio. I mean, rock. We the best. Yo, Andrew, can I get that hit?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. To the top of my Maybach, nigga. To the top of my
DJ Khaled. To the top of the Maybach. Oh yeah, it's a nutshell of a champ. Oh yeah. What are you smoking? Sativa? Indica? Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I see the purple behind me. Ain't gonna stop. I see the purple behind me. Ain't gonna stop. I jack the top off the Maybach. Fuck these cops. V12, C12,
yeah.
I do the whole dash with no seatbelt. Screaming for my nigga Meek Mill. Nigga can't Willie in the free world. Meanwhile, George applaud you, sending me threats. Save your breath, you couldn't beat a flight of steps. Try that.
Man,
shit,
we getting ready for that cannabis cup, bro.
Always gotta be ready for the cannabis cup. Gonna
get
go
ready
live
for that cup from the cannabis.
Gonna got a cannabis cup entry.
You do, man. What is it?
We got the Jimmy Voodoo Sticks.
Voodoo Sticks, man.
We got
is it top secret right now still?
Nah. You can get them.
Right.
You can get them in dispensaries in Cali.
In Cali.
Absolutely. And what they are the joints.
You know how vague you are right now.
Special blend.
You know how vague it is.
And then we take oil and people sit and paint. Literally, you gotta heat up the oil and they sit with paintbrushes, and that's your job. Imagine that's your job every day. You get to go in and paint cannabis oil on joints and then roll it in heat. And just to be real sexy, we colored the keef purple.
No way.
Yeah. Smoking a fucking wild purple enhanced cannabis infused joint.
See, there's that good twist I've been looking for. I mean, it's already dope because it's already, you know, when you're able to have the heart and soul and the energy from Jimmy in this thing, you know what I mean? You know, I know how you are, man. You take that shit so serious. Like, you know, I know you, yeah, you know. I don't know what the right word is.
I want to win a cup. That's why.
That's with some shit.
I want to win a cannabis cup.
Yeah, but you also, man, I seem like, I mean, you really protect the brand, man. You have integrity for it, man. That says something. There's something about you, man.
And my boys, all my other celebrities out there, Digital Underground, Alkoholics, James Addiction. And we got a bunch of new ones. Check out Purple Haze Properties and check out all different celebrities we got cannabis brands coming out with. We also got Purple Haze, the word Dash Radio. Check out my show.
Gotta have that.
Check out Token Show. Mayhem and Token.
Mayhem and Token Show.
And he's actually cruising around doing a comedy tour, right?
He's doing all kinds of shit. Token's actually getting done. Token's on fire right now. They got him playing on that.
Fire.
Yeah, on that other radio station.
Fire.
That not even station on that horror platform. But it's on the Kevin Hart thing, so I got love for him. You know what I mean? So I'm happy for him. They got his album out there chopping it up. Oh, we could probably find some of that motherfucker shit on Spotify. You can. But you guys should go buy it. You shouldn't play it for free. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go ahead, you know what I mean? Slide that little credit card. You know what I mean? Using them good Apple points you might got. Do they have Apple points? Not even sure. They should have some Apple points.
What do you want to throw on?
Oh, you want to throw on some? Check this out. We're going to throw on Simple Man. All right. Leonard Skinner.
Simple Man.
That's how we do. People got to know what it is, man.
We got to know what it is. We got to know what we're going to be smoking on. A little coconut kush I'm trying today. Mix it up with a little badass OG. A little oil. Come smoke with us. Come hang with us a little bit. Take a break. Switch to whatever you got going on.
Yeah.
And do a little wake and make with us.
I'm always like, what's the good word? The word is really good. Try to be good, man. It's not that hard.
It's harder than you think.
Well, it's not even getting into that.
For a lot of motherfuckers.
But if you want to get into that, then go ahead and slide on over and check out Napoleon Hill, Outwitting the Devil. Napoleon Hill, Outwitting the Devil.
Now, what is that?
Check it out. The first one, Napoleon Hill, is a goblin.
Okay, so give me the breakdown of Napoleon Hill.
Why is
he a goblin?
The reason Napoleon Hill is a goblin is that way back in the days, he was going around and he was trying to figure out how these, you know, rich people became rich and just kind of like writing about it or whatever. Comes across Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie.
Total pimp.
Takes him under his wing. He says, look.
Monster.
Hears him speak.
And for the millennials, let's tell people who the Carnegies are.
I mean, Carnegie just started back in the railroads back in the days. Like
old school money.
But he's the one that created like Carnegie Halls and all these amazing things. Like, he actually was a good dude.
Good dude.
He didn't start from...
There weren't as
many. Man, it is going down. It is going down. We're going to need a better setup. if it's not that this is not a better setup. This is not a Tilo-friendly setup. Because this is a great setup for most people that aren't as clumsy as I am.
I know. We got you.
And, but yeah, so back to the Carnegies. He's just a beast. So anyways, this dude is like, you know, friends with Ford, you know, Edison. These are all his boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's his people. Here comes, you know, Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill, next, you know, Napoleon Hill is like, yo, he's like, hey, I'm going to bless you with some real shit right now. If you want to, I'm not going to pay you or whatever, but I'm going to put you in the right place.
Okay.
I'm going to have you go stay with Henry Ford.
Okay.
While he's figuring things out and seeing like what's the makings, what makes him different than somebody else.
Okay.
Then you're gonna go he went around even, you know, doing this, created Napoleon Hill, which is a book called Think and Grow Rich, amazing book, huge book, this and that. Well, he says, you know, don't take me word for word, but basically it was by the monument, the Lincoln Memorial in D.C., and he had a conversation with the devil. Whether it's real or whether it's fake or whatever,
okay.
But it's heavy. Okay. And he's talking about how the devil is not really, he's like, I'm not like really pitchforks or anything. He's like, but it was kind of like the situation is where he was had a devil in one place finally where he can ask the devil anything he wanted.
And what did he ask?
And he asked him, he's like.
What did he ask?
Like, yeah, not just one question, but like he can ask him.
Let's say.
He gets into it and he's like.
Okay.
But the devil's like, first of all, you got to call me your majesty.
Your majesty.
And so he's like, what? So the book was so controversial, right?
Wow.
That his wife was like, begged him to never release it. He never released it. His wife died in whatever, not, you know, maybe like within the last 20 years. Uh-huh. The foundation had it. They just released it within the last like however many years. It finally got released. Yeah,
here.
Because his wife was like, I don't want this ever released. Like, it was not right. It's too gnarly.
No,
it would be.
No shit.
And the devil says this to him. Basically, you won't release it. Like, he's like, he's writing this whole book. He wrote this whole book, this badass book. And he's like, nope, you won't release this book because of what they'll bring back on you. And he never did release it. So it's like some heavy shit. But it says it basically,
so,
like, devil.
So if he died, who does it go back on? Is the game released?
What do you mean? Well, no, now it's a different time, though.
A different time.
It's a way different time.
So
people
now,
can understand now, because yeah, it's
sure.
Now you're understanding because different religions.
Crazy,
oh, yeah, I mean,
right.
Come on, you
yeah,
fucking
sure,
crazy.
Sure, sure.
So now it's a time where.
And now it's different.
He's like, the two things, there's like things that people get scared of. But the things that were the ones that he always holds down people. And he basically goes, why am I going to tell you that you're the majesty? It don't make no sense. He's like, what do you mean? Yeah. I control 98% of your fucking people. 98% of your people just go through the motions. They don't step outside the fucking box or anything like that. It's your 2% of people that actually are the doers that run everything. That's like, you know.
And this is what he wrote. How many
this
years
wrote,
ago?
Like, this
how,
is like in the
ago?
30s or 40s.
So, yeah. So
no, it's heavy.
That
it's
was
so
heavy. That.
No, way too heavy. And so he is like, the first thing, the devil's like, devices. He goes, I have six things that control you everything. He's like, I don't have a pitchfork. But he's like, six things, but the first one is poverty. It's like poverty, I'm going to hold your people down all day long. They have no self-worth all day long. It's the easiest thing.
Sure.
He's like, and the last one's death, fear of death.
Fear of death.
And so it's like people have, those two are like two of the greatest ones, he says.
Wow.
It's just some heavy shit to where you, like, you understand what's going on and like limitations and seeing that the greatest people have been the ones that keep on having to fall down and keep on fighting. You know, we're going to call it the devil. We're going to call it, it's basically just a negative energy, whatever.
Sure.
So he's like, and he's like, you know, and like, he's like alcohol and drugs, things like that. He's like, you know, bad drugs and things like that. He's like, look, he's like, that's a no-brainer. He's like, and cigarettes, he's as an example. He's like, what about, he goes, you know, cigarettes and alcohol? He's like, hey, look, I'd much rather get him hooked on cigarettes. He's like, if I can get a kid, and remember he wrote this way back then, he's like, if I can get a kid hooked on cigarettes? Something that occupies his time. He says, not about really doing it. He's like, it occupies your whole time.
So I got to tell you, regardless, it sounds so crazy and so heavy, but I know that we got to take a little pause and break because we're going to be at the end of the episode. And on a more lighter note, let's just say, yo, check out the Mayhem and Tobin show. That's on Purple Haze Dash Radio on our station on Purple Haze Radio, and you got them on Mondays. You're on Mondays, Friday.
You
got to
tell me. You know what I'm saying? That's that Tilo style.
At 12 noon, and then you're gonna see them also airing at different times of the day later in the afternoon. So when you get a chance, go to Purple Haze Dash Radio and check out the radio schedule. And you could also check out the Wake and Bake Show.
And
Tilo's show. And he's got two shows. Him and Jason Beck paired together. And if you don't know who Jason Beck is, kind of a political cat.
He's real into it.
And rolling around.
He's legitimate.
Legitimate.
I only mess
sure.
with the legitimates.
Only mess with that. And we're gonna have that at Sundays for 2 hours, and they can do their whole political breakdown of cannabis and the industry and the rules and the regulations and the politics and all that crazy shit that goes on with that. And don't forget to check out all the great concerts we have live, 7 o'clock, different shows from different folks from different places and different times, from Pearl Jam to Chili Peppers and different live events and things that we do. And then also check out all the different music zones we have, and check out all the different things that we got coming up on our Facebook page. Check us out on SoundCloud, Apple, iTunes, and all the different places that we got going on.
Yo, and check out Ionic Irritations. And also check out Napoleon Hill Outwitting the Devil.
That one sounds ridiculous.
That's next level. You're going to have to do that one.
It does sound next level.
Next level.
Sometimes, like you said, and like he said, you know, in the book, what you referred to is that people will either stay in one pace of life or they keep rocking on. You know what I mean? You know, you have different choices and different incentives to get you through your day, whether it's a crazy boss that's pissing you off or a wife or parent or a friend that, you know, just made your day a little miserable, or even if you're not feeling as well, you always know you can get that wonderful, wonderful green bud in medicine whenever you get a break. And whenever you get some time, you just roll up a big fatty.
And you know what else? I want everyone for real to think, first of all, just in life, when everyone tells you no, that's just weeds out all the other people that are letting the no stop them. That's good, because you won't allow them to do that.
Yeah.
But also, I want you to fucking give a lot more respect than what everyone's giving right now. It started to piss me off. Listen to me, OGs in the game, the people that had to fucking drive with six dogs in the back of the goddamn car and go through the gauntlet trying to, like, you know, bring medicine to people down, you know, and be the forefathers of all this, and everyone's here now. I'm glad everyone's, like, it's blown up now. But you gotta know there's OGs out there.
Shout out to the OGs.
That put in work, you know
Blood,
what I mean?
Blood, sweat, jail. And tears.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Fear.
Many years.
Man.
Always afraid of the man.
Yeah. Children taken away.
Could never imagine.
Children
we
taken
doing,
away.
We were doing this type of shit on a radio show and fucking millions of cars all over the world. That's it. And shout out to all you activists out there, you wild motherfuckers.
Man, love you, man.
Everything you
love
did. You. Bless. Peace.
We do this shit for you.
For you.
Much love.
Much love.
Peace. Man, a token on this
yo,
Purple Haze Radio. With
Wake and Bake Show. See ya.
I'm hot.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.